You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, hello, hello. Ooh, that's a little loud. Hey everyone, you're tuning in to CJSF 90.1 Open Mic. We are broadcasting to you from the unceded territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. I'm Robin, and this is my first time hosting Open Mic. Very exciting stuff. So, yeah, that being said, we're just going to make a collective agreement here to ignore any sort of weird audio mixing that's going on, because, yeah, I'm pretty new to this here, but, yeah, I hope everyone's having a great day. Yeah, so without further ado, I got some stuff for you guys, a little bit of my old favorites, and then a bunch of new music I really hope you guys like. So without further ado, this is the song It's Days Like These That Make Me Wish the Summer Would Last Forever by Everyone Asked About You.
Yeah. Whether or not there is any type of God, I'm not supposed to say. And today, I don't really care. God is a word, and the argument ends there. Oh, do I feel like the mother of the world? Oh, do I feel like the mother of the world? With two children. I feel like the mother of the world with two children fighting. When I was a boy, I used to get into it bad with my sister. And when the time came to face the truth, the only tears and sighs, my mother, my poor mother, would say it does not matter, to stop fighting.
Stay.
tuning into CJSF 90.1. This is Robin with Open Mic, and that song you just heard was Seek and Destroy by Mary in the Junkyard off of their new record, Role Model Hermit. Let's get that. If you missed my intro, I'm new here, so the audio mixing and stuff might be a little rough, so hopefully everyone can hear me and I'm not blowing your eardrums out or really quiet, but okay, I think that's fine. Okay. Yeah, so if you're just tuning in, so before that you would have heard I Feel Like the Mother of the World by Smog, I Love Me Some Bill Callahan. Before that, Teenage Caveman by Beat Happening, and It's Days Like This That Make Me Wish the Summer Would Never End by Paper Planes, Everyone Asked About You, off the record Paper Planes, Paper Hearts, and I feel like that's a very appropriate title for the last week of August here. I'll be popping in every now and then to remind you what station you're listening to and also catching you up on the songs that I'm playing. But I'll take it away again here with some Horse Jumper of Love in a second, just after we hear from some little PSAs. How about that? All right.
This is Bird Note. Some birds have always called nocturnally, such as nightjars, mockingbirds, and owls. But other species are relative newcomers to the nighttime music scene, especially in urban areas. In cities in the U.S., some American robins put on a show long before sunrise. Researchers are studying why certain songbirds sing nocturnally in cities. Some studies suggest that artificial lighting from street lamps and buildings could lead birds to treat the night like the day. However, some experiments with artificial lights showed no effect on singing behavior. For some birds, it seems that noise is an important factor. A study in the United Kingdom found that European robins in noisier environments tend to sing at night. The finding suggests that these robins experience nighttime as the best time to have their voice heard by potential mates and rivals after the day's hustle and bustle. Whatever the cause, birds singing at night are one more thing, like rumbling trains and passing cars, that city dwellers learn to sleep through. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Did you know you can listen to Bird Note in your podcast app? Subscribe to Bird Note Daily and never miss an episode. We'll be right back.
that it doesn't bother me. If I'm a fish and you're the sea, if I'm a herd horse in the way, I am dishonest this way, I am dishonest this way, I am dishonest this way.
My voice sounds strange, it makes me feel